As we've told the history of Philadelphia over the last month, we end with one important group. Reporter Joel Rose mentioned them briefly at the beginning of the series, the Lenni Lenape tribe, also known as the Delaware Indians. They were the original settlers of the Philadelphia region. The tribe moved westward in the 1700s. There's about 10,000 of them left, and they still consider the Philadelphia area their homeland.
I can name back my ninth great-grandfather's name was Taman.
That's Chet Brooks, a 66-year-old member of the tribe. He lives outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where you can find many of the remaining Lenapes. Chet Brooks has spent the past three decades researching the traditions of his tribe.
Anthropologists will say that our people occupied the Philadelphia area for 10,000 years before European discovery in 1524. And essentially our people occupied all of what's now New Jersey out to the eastern section of Pennsylvania, including Philadelphia. Our people in the old days resided in bark huts known as wickies and paddle dugout canoes, carried burdens and packed in pack baskets, that type of thing.
The Lenape signed their first treaty with the founder of Pennsylvania, William Penn, in 1683, and he's still revered by the tribe. Brooks says the deal is often referred to as the treaty that was never ratified but never broken. Chet Brooks says although Penn treated the tribe fairly, his son took a different approach.
Unfortunately, Penn's son Thomas presented about 1730, a deed that was fraudulent. And in that deed, it said that some of the earlier Delawares had sold land as far as a man could walk in a day and a half west of the Delaware River. Then they proceeded to set up a relay team of runners and let runners run all day for a day and a half. It probably covered about 10% of the land that's now in Pennsylvania.
Even then, the tribe knew they'd been cheated.
Yes.
Now, by the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, 1776, your tribe had been decimated. There was a lot of deaths. It was a small fraction of the numbers that had been there when settlers had arrived. Is that right?
Estimates are made that the Delaware numbered between 15,000 and 20,000 in 1524, and by the time of the Revolution, American Revolution, our people had been diminished to 3,000 or 4,000. And in 1867 to 69, when our people finally got to Indian Territory, then now Oklahoma, only 985 had survived.
Are there certain things you do culturally in Oklahoma to sort of keep those memories of Pennsylvania alive? Are there things you do to connect back with the original Philadelphia residents?
We have a cultural program weekly. Every Tuesday, our people get together and do traditional dances. We have language classes, dance classes, and traditional clothing making classes.
I know you've brought a CD with you, which features some music from the Lenapes, specifically the Go Get 'em Dance.
Well, the Go Get 'em Dance is named that because it's purely a social dance, and the Lenape women would line up in front of the drummers, which the drum you hear is a water drum. And if the men would be dancing in a line around the fire, as they dance, they'll go over and pick out one or two or even three women. If the women at the dance outnumber the men, you have to put your hand on two or more women's shoulders and just dance around the circle.
Throughout our series, we've been asking, who is an American? So I'll turn the question to you. Who is an American?
The Constitution of the United States says that everybody born in the United States or naturalized in the United States is a citizen of the United States. To Native people, though, when they're asked, who is an American? I think we would probably say that anybody that is born or lives in any of the countries of the Americas, meaning Canada on the north and the tip of South America on the south, to us, all of us are Americans.
Thank you very much, Chet Brooks.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Robert.
Mr. Brooks joined us from KWGS Public Radio at the University of Tulsa in Oklahoma. He's a member of the Lenape Indian tribe and has dedicated the past 30 years to researching the history of the tribe. Our series on Who is an American was produced by Gemma Waters and edited by Jenny Burgle. To hear more thoughts on what it means to be an American and to learn more about the original inhabitants of Philadelphia, visit our website at npr.org.